Just a couple of weeks before the start of training camp, Stephen Curry helped close out the evening programming at TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco, while also taking part in an event supporting the Nothing But Nets campaign. TechCrunch senior writer Jordan Crook led the conversation on this Tuesday night in mid-September. Let's listen in.
You guys know exactly who he is. There's no reason for an introduction, but he's a two-time NBA MVP. He is a champ, and he is the league record holder for three-pointers. Please welcome to the stage Golden State Warrior, Steph Curry. They hate you.
They hate me in my own backyard. It's okay. How you doing?
Look at all those phones. All right. So you guys might be wondering what Steph's doing here. This is a tech conference, and he's an NBA player, but you actually have a very clear connection to the tech world, and that's through Slice. You want to tell us what Slice is all about? It's your latest investment?
Myself and one of my best friend, teammate, roommate from Davidson, we met way back in, who said that? Hey, Davidson shout out. Richards, close, yeah. That's it. We met back in 2005 and had a great time at Davidson. You know, he left after he graduated to go to Nike, and I obviously came out here to play basketball. We started brainstorming the idea about 2 years ago to kind of leverage off my social media presence and the ways that, you know, athletes interact with their fans and brands and sponsors off the court. So started brainstorming an idea and have come up with a huge way to control the content that we have as influencers and our relationship with the brands and making it as smooth as possible. So just a platform to be able to distribute the content in a very efficient way and make the audience a broader audience and a more focused and you know relevant group that we can continue these campaigns the way we want to.
So Slice, in a few words, is something that is built for your situation. It's very much something you would use and do use.
I use it all the time.
I'm curious, though, if you would extend your investments to, you know, other tech products that you might not be a user of. Is that something you want to get further into?
It is something down the road. Obviously, with events like this where you can find things that you're passionate about or interested in, whether you use them or not. But yeah, definitely down the road, that's something that being here in the Bay Area, you definitely feel that energy with people that you meet and people from Silicon Valley and all over the place that those opportunities hopefully, you know, be down the road for sure.
That was another question I had. It's like you're here in Silicon Valley, so investing and getting into the tech world makes a lot of sense. Do you think that you'd be interested in it if you were somewhere else? It's tech is also the gold rush right now.
It's hard to answer because I guess I've been here for 7 years and it's kind of ingrained in the DNA of the area. When I talk to other players as when they come in for games, when they play us at Oracle, that conversation does come up a lot. Hey, can you introduce me to so-and-so, or do you know so-and-so? And so other athletes want to take advantage of the opportunity when they come into town and maybe take meetings to get down to Silicon Valley and get into the culture for sure.
So, I mean, it sounds like you guys are helping each other. I've noticed that basketball players in particular have this fondness for the tech world. Andre, obviously, is investing a lot. Carmelo started his own firm. But we don't see the same thing in other professional sports. Like, what is the tie? What is the basketball plus tech thing that I'm missing?
I'm not sure specifically. Like you said, we've had an organized effort to introduce players to the world. We had a tech summit through our players association where we had speakers come in and kind of, you know, tell us about their stories, how they got their product off the ground and running and their companies to multi-billion dollar companies and things like that. So I don't know exactly what it is, but I know they're when we go to games, we see who's sitting around courtside. We see, you know, who's coming to the games, and maybe that has a part of us being interested in other worlds other than our own, for sure.
Cool. Speaking of other worlds, the title of this is Social Activism with Steph Curry. And I know that you are involved with Nothing But Nets. For you guys who don't know, that's a UN Foundation organization. Steph donates 3 nets for every 3-pointer that he makes in the season, mosquito nets, to help fight malaria. How many 3-pointers did you make last season?
402. So
that's a record.
A lot of nets. It's interesting because I started the campaign. This is going to my 5th year. And so it's been amazingly successful at raising awareness for malaria prevention, raising funds for to send nets to malaria-infected places across the world. And so timing was everything when it comes to this whole 3-point trend that I've been on the last 4 or 5 years and my 3-for-3 campaign where, like you talked about, donating those nets. It's been record-breaking every year. And so not only good things happen on the court, but off as well.
That's awesome. I'm curious, though, why malaria? You know, what about that touches you?
I was introduced to it in college as well.
To malaria?
Exactly. To the cause. there was an event at Davidson that Brian Barr, he ran as well, where it was a 3-on-3 kind of tournament, and we raised money to send nets. And when Nothing But Nets approached me to be able to continue that as I got into the NBA, it made perfect sense. Knowing the stats around malaria, how many children are affected by the disease, when as a parent, I have 2 daughters myself, I know the feeling that I want to protect them from anything, and for families in those areas to know that they can't put their kids to sleep without the fear of them getting bit by a mosquito or being infected by malaria. That's a tough feeling to have, and something I've seen firsthand. So to help, malaria is a disease that we can eradicate, and we are on that trend, and this could be the generation that that totally gets rid of malaria, once and for all, with the efforts that we've been on.
Yeah, I think we can all commend him for the work against malaria, right? But I am curious, you're doing a lot for folks abroad, but you're a hometown hero here in the Bay Area. I'm wondering if there are any, philanthropic activities you might be interested around here. We were talking to Mark Benioff earlier. He was talking about, every tech company should adopt a middle school, so stuff around education. I know that the Bay Area suffers from a huge homelessness problem. Is that stuff that you might look into?
For sure. I've been here 7 years, and you obviously understand impacting the community at home as well, the people that are fans of the Warriors, the people that that you see every single day. So my specific plan is developing, but when it comes to education, that's something my mom has instilled in me from day one. So to find programs that I can support to help kids with, access books, access, reading plans and things like that after school to keep them out of trouble, to keep them progressing on the right path. That's something that I'm very interested in too. So as long as I'm playing here, impacting community at large with Nothing But Nets and Thanks USA that I work with, but also the community at home is something that's important for sure.
Well, keeping in tone with the Bay Area and social activism, there was a little bit of news recently around your fellow Bay Arean, Colin Kaepernick. He was sitting, and now I think he's kneeling, during the national anthem in a peaceful protest against racial inequality here in the United States. And you said that you supported him. So I'm curious, in 6 weeks, when your season starts, are we going to see you sitting or standing during the national anthem?
I'll most likely stand because as Collins, if you follow the way he talks and the message that he's trying to send with his act, he's not, from his mouth, he's not disrespecting veterans. He's not disrespecting the military. That's not his intention. And he's obviously continued the act to create the conversation for more social justice and things of that nature. So I've been a part of certain conversations off the grid and finding different ways to make our community better, especially for African Americans. And so that's not the way that I'll do it. but I support him in his attempt to start the conversation or continue the conversation or try to better a terrible situation that we've been noticing in the last, you know, for a while, but obviously the,
forever,
specifically the, in the last 5 years. So that's what I commend him for, the you know, his act, but I would do it a different way.
That's awesome. But I mean, it must be hard though, because you do have this platform, which allows you to do things like Nothing But Nets, right? Where people look up to you, you're a leader, and you have this massive distribution platform, sponsored by Slice. And you know, you have your own personal beliefs, and at the other side of things, you know, you're a professional who is an employee of an organization, and there are financial risks and other risks involved. I mean, how do you balance what you believe in versus, you know, the other side of that?
It's tough, but you, at the end of the day, you just have to be true to yourself and obviously understand the both sides of the equation, be okay with the consequences like Colin is and whatnot. So, you know, my approach, you're not going to please everybody, and that's what America is about. Like, some people agree with Colin, some people don't. I think the common thread is that there is change that needs to be made. So the process for me hasn't always been great. Things you might tweet on sort of, you know, push out on Twitter, you might want to, you know, reach out and try to grab it back because you might in that moment fear what the backlash might be, and that's kind of human nature. But at the end of the day, like you said, we're blessed with this platform to have to reach out and you know, influence so many different people across the world. You got to use it and not be afraid of negatives that might come your way.
That's awesome. I want to talk a little bit about tech on the court. I know that the Warriors have a team dedicated to how much you sleep and what you eat and how fast you can run and what your hand looks like at the end of shooting a three-pointer and all those little things. I'm curious, you know, like what, if you could dream up, snap your fingers and get any tech you wanted that had to do with basketball, I mean, what would you want? What do you wish for?
That's a good question. I got a joke answer. One would be to just help me dunk more, because I can't do that. Something, you know, put it in your calf or something like that, that'd be cool. But I think the stuff that we use around our facility and things that are kind of up and coming that help you understand your body, like you're talking about, for me, how to be more efficient as a shooter. There's shooting sleeves, there's trackers across the, you know, the ceiling of the arena that can, no matter where you are on the floor, you know, track your shots. So for me, yeah, last night I was in there for an hour and, you know, got a computer that shows me every shot I took. The arc it was, you know, the optimal entry point into the rim and things like that. It's all good information to have as long as it doesn't overload you when you're on the court and you can play free. So that would continue that trend, and just I'm all ears and eyes to new tech and that can help me become a better basketball player.
I was just thinking before we walked out here, game time to you and me means something totally different. Game time for me is right now.
Right. You're free. You're just good. You're good.
I should have ripped these up. Just come out here.
We got playbooks, too.
Yeah.
On the sideline. So
I
Coach
heard.
Kerr likes to
give Steph the ball.
Yeah, well, he likes to break him when we don't you know, follow his orders the right way.
Tech is at a place right now where it could theoretically replace referees. There are cameras out there.
I would
there.
Love that.
No. You would love that, really?
I wouldn't have to throw my mouthpiece at those new inventions.
You heard it here first, folks. He wants robot ref. Okay, so I don't want to sell my audience short, but there's a slight possibility that they don't know you as well as a huge sports fan might. A little nerdy here. But I thought that we could do a little lightning round so that they could get to know you better.
All right.
It's a weird mix of stuff. And you have the option to skip two of these.
Only two, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Larry Bird or Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson.
They agree. iOS or Android?
Skip.
Really? I don't know if you wanted to use that skill.
Oh.
Hillary or Trump?
Ooh, Hillary.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Shaq or Kareem?
Shaq. Only because I got to play against him, so I understand. And this was like his year 13, so I got to see exactly what he was about and his presence. And he stepped on my hand once, and that was not fun. So it's definitely Shaq.
I actually met him and did an interview with him once, and I was holding a stick mic up to him, and my arm was exhausted. I was like, he's a freaking Statue of Liberty over there.
And he gave an amazing Hall of Fame speech the other day. So if you want to hear more about Shaq's personality, go check that out. It was amazing.
Okay, let's continue. Air Bud or Space Jam?
Space Jam.
Easy.
That's for sure. Easy.
So you're not a dog fan?
Say what?
You're not a dog person?
I'm a huge dog person.
Just not as much as a basketball person.
Just not as much as Michael, no.
All right, Snapchat or Instagram?
Instagram.
Nice.
There's a Snapchat crew over here. I don't know.
Knicks or Nets?
Oh, skip that one. Neither. Is that an answer?
Sure. I'll take it. I'll allow it.
I got my skip back, just in case.
Sure, you can have your skip back. Uber or Lyft?
I've been on Uber. So that's, yeah.
You've been in one Uber?
I've been, more than one. Those rides with drivers are amazing. They are like the biggest fans, and they tell me, they're like fan/coach/GM/owner/aspiring basketball player themselves. So,
those rides are so
entertaining because when I get in, I have an alias, but I get in, and they recognize it's me, and it's usually a fun ride.
That's awesome. Giants or A's?
Ooh, that's a good question. I already have an AL team because I grew up a Boston Red Sox fan. So it's hard. Like, I love the A's, but it's hard to root for them in case they have to match up against each other. So I'll play the game and it's the Giants for them.
Thank you. It's being a good
sport. It's a long answer.
It was fair.
I answered it, though.
I'm fine with you justifying this lightning round.
All right. Appreciate
lightning
it.
Means different things to us, but that's okay. My Little Pony or Peppa Pig?
My Little Pony.
Lesser of two evils?
Yeah, you got Fluttershy, you got Rainbow Dash, I got daughters. I told you.
Okay. This one's going to be tough for this crowd. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Neither. I'm not into it. I'm sorry.
Everybody in this room feels differently about me right now.
I'll see you guys later. Right?
I've never seen either, but don't tell them that. Okay, last one. Washington Generals or Globetrotters?
Globetrotters. That's part of your childhood, going to watch them play.
Cool. What app... we're just going to ask a couple more questions. What app could you not live without?
Probably Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah. And Slice.
In terms of like a life or death.
No.
Instagram.
Yeah. My social life is a life or death situation.
I believe that. Actually, probably to more people than just you, your social activity. Okay. So Silicon Valley has all these entrepreneurs now who are like, you know, turning into B-list celebrities, right? Like Evan Spiegel is engaged to Miranda Kerr, and that's like on the front page of the newspaper. And you're like, what is going on here, right? What advice would you give these guys as they kind of come into fame? You've been dealing with it for quite a while.
It's a good question. I'd say when you kind of reach that level, you maybe have a big acquisition or come up with a huge prototype or hit a huge milestone for your company and you get that kind of popularity. When you go to your press conference, make sure you bring your 4-year-old daughter and it'll go viral. I'm just kidding.
If you don't have a daughter, bring a puppy.
Yeah, bring something. Just bring something and have them run around the stage. But no, just enjoy the process, but don't let anything distract you from how you got there, how you, like the time that you put in, the work that you put in, the brain work it takes to get to that level. And use it for your good. I think that's the biggest thing. That as your platform increases, the responsibility increases. But use it. It's definitely a blessing, and don't be afraid of it.
Okay, last question. In 2015, you guys won, and it was awesome. 2016, finals were rough, lost. There's been some changes to the team, and you're standing in front of Dub Nation. Can we expect a W?
Oh, we all, yeah, that's the new expectation. We play for championships, and that's it. So it's going to be, I thought last year, and then that whole journey coming off of a championship and the 73 wins was about as crazy as it could get going to a game seven in the finals. But this season, will eclipse that. Just the anticipation, the hype. I think our focus as a team, it's going to be amazing. So just don't panic if we lose a game. It's going to happen, all right? It's going to happen.
Yeah, you neither. You don't panic
exactly.
Either.
Exactly. I'll try not to panic first. So.
Well, it's collectively calm. Steph, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Jordan.
I appreciate it.
And thank you, Gus.
You guys, that's the end of the show for today. We'll see you bright and early in the morning. Thank you very much. Good night.
Afterward, we spoke with Jordan Crook as she and Steph had exited the stage.
He's not nervous because he's being honest. I think that's what it comes down to. He's not afraid to say anything because he's a good guy. So anything that he has to say is probably going to come off pretty good. So he's just honest and he's being himself, and that means that he's not nervous and usually provides for good content.
In the world that we've created here now in Silicon Valley with sports and tech converging, why is it a fit to have Warriors here at TechCrunch?
The hometown team, you know, and we're seeing more and more that the NBA players are investing in technology, and the Golden State Warriors are leading that, so it makes sense to have, you know, the point guard drop by.
With this Warrior sound on the scene report at TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco, I'm Lawrence Scott.